Well, it's 5:28 a.m. South African time. Beautiful, cold Saturday morning. Yes, today is the 26th of Dhul Hijjah, 1444. I want to welcome the listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. I want to welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And of course, since it's the last Saturday in the year 1444, let's welcome our beloved, honorable, respected Fadilatul Ustad. Next week will be Muharram, inshallah. Welcome to the Q&A, Ustad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri. ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 26th of Zulhijjah, 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala, we focus on chapter 27, Suratul Naml, and verses 76 to 79. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla informs us, Inna hadhal Qur'an, verily, definitely, surely, هذا القرآن, this Qur'an, which was, which is, which will always be, the greatest miracle of the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يَقُصُّ عَلَى بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. It is declaring, it is informing the children of Israel, أَكْثَرَ الَّذِي هُمْ فِيهِ يَخْتَلِفُونَ, most of the things in which they are differing. They say that they are a chosen nation, nay, you are a cursed nation. They say that they are going to Jannah and Paradise, no, you're going to the hellfire. They say that they don't have to worry about Gentiles and Goyim, about people who are non-Jews. So remember, Quran Sharif says that we have to concern ourselves and give guidance and advice and directives to the all of humanity. So that is why you must remember the Jutlas, the Haramis, they are a racist nation with their Zionism, and they even made a racist God, Allah forbid. So therefore we need to understand Almighty Allah has cursed them in various places in the Noble Quran. وَإِنَّهُ, and verily this Quran Sharif, لَهُدَوْ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ, definitely is a source of guidance. So you see, who will get that guidance? What is meant by guidance? Huda, hidayat, means that a person receives the radiance, effulgence from Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. And you see, if you take the vehicle as an example, you have park lights, you have dim lights, you have bright lights, you have fog lights, intelligent lights. So this hidayat and huda can get bigger and brighter all the time. But the heart must be receptive to it. But in chapter 2, verse 88, we see the Jutlas, the Haramis, they say, وَقَالُوا قُلُوبُنَا غُلْف, our hearts have been covered. It's got a covering on it. So no truth will enter it and penetrate it. So Almighty Allah states, nay, بَلَّ أَنَهُمُ اللَّهِ, nay, the truth is Almighty Allah has cursed them. فَقَلِيلًا مَا يُؤْمِنُونَ, extremely, extremely few of them will embrace true iman, true faith and conviction. But otherwise, for the believers, simple example, I open the tap and you put the glass, the cup there, and it faces the tap, so it will get filled. But if you put that cup and the glass upside down, then nothing will happen. So that is what we should be understanding. وإنه لهدى ورحمة للمؤمنين. And it is a source of guidance and a mercy, especially for the true believers, that we embrace it, we believe in it, and we know it is supralogical. We're not interested in your man-made constitutions that are not worth the paper on which is written. Inna rabbaka yaqdi baynahum bihukmi. Verily, on the day of justice, He Almighty Allah will pass the final verdict amongst them. Bihukmi, with His verdict. Who is right, who is wrong? Who is going to Jannah and Paradise? Rahmatan wa fadlan minhu. Out of the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. And who is dispatched to Jahannam and the Hellfire? Adlan minhu, the justice system of Almighty Allah. Wa huwa al-aziz. Al-Alim, and He is the only Almighty, and He is the only All-Knowing. So when you study the attributes of Almighty Allah, you will find it's high mubalagha, it's hyperbole, it has an intensive form. So therefore, He is the only one that is all-powerful. He is the only one. His knowledge is all-embracing, all-encompassing. Nothing hidden from Him, whether it be at the bottom of the ocean or on top of the planets and the skies. Everything He knows. Fatawakkal Allah. Use all the permissible means at your disposal. Hence, thereafter, place your trust solely on Almighty Allah, not on human beings and governments and politicians and others. Innaka, you ya Rasool Allah, O Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alal haqqil mubin. You are definitely on the truth, and it makes it plain and clear and manifest to all creation and humanity. Therefore, we say, Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala is nur and radiance and effulgence. He Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is nur, radiance and effulgence. And the teaching, preaching of the Master alayhi salam is nur and radiance and effulgence. The Quran Sharif is nur and radiance and effulgence. O Muslim who has true iman, then in your inner recesses of your heart, there is the nur and radiance that has come from Almighty Allah. Afa man sharaha Allahu sadrahu lil Islam, fahuwa ala nurin min Rabbi. Let us take you to the national, local, and international global news, views, and interviews. Tonight will be, remember, the Sabbat. And after that, you will see thousands and thousands of Israelis marching, protesting against the super terrorist government of Bibi Smotrich and Ibn Himar Ben Gvir, whether it be in Tel Aviv, whether it be in Haifa, whether it be in Beersheba, whether it be in Jerusalem and various places. They're expecting one of the biggest ever protests and one of the biggest demonstrations against the apartheid Nazi terrorist Nazi regime on Hitler's children. So we hope, inshallah, the Jutlas keep on fighting with one another, because Almighty Allah taught us, chapter 59, verse 14, تَحْسَبُهُمْ جَمِيعًا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ شَتَّى. You think that they are united, but their hearts are totally fragmented. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. Because they are a people who have no aql and no intelligence. And remember, this will be the 28th consecutive week that they are protesting and demonstrating. See now, let me make my story clear. We as Muslims say that a true Muslims is not permissible to go and destroy and vandalize a mosque or a church or a temple or synagogue. By the same token, we say it is not permissible to go and burn the Bible or the Quran or the Torah or so forth. But in Sweden, you have the secularists and you have the people who are anti-religion. So now they are testing the waters. So Swedish government has approved and given permission for those people to go to the near the Israeli embassy in Stockholm Day in Sweden, and burn the Torah, the Hebrew Bible as they call it. So remember that this is because they burned the Quran, but for Muslims to get involved in this, definitely not permissible. Zuma is sitting properly there in Russia, and from Russia with love, he will only come back, you must remember, when all the dust has settled there. And Julius has said, Malema, they will never allow Zuma to go back to jail. And that's what I told you yesterday. The president should just use his presidential pardon, and then everything will be okay. Saudi Arabia says that they got special ties with South Africa. Can you believe that? So now they're going to give us an e-visa. Oh, visa on arrival. I'll send it out today. I received a message at night. I was tired. So today, inshallah, sometime I will send it out. The whole aim is to marginalize all these agents and travel agencies and so forth. You must deal directly with them. So those of you who want to go for touring, you want to go for Umrah, so you just go directly and take out your visa, e-visa, and you go. You can book your own hotels and so forth. So that is a good move, but remember, you have to go with the right intention. Four Palestinians wounded in the West Bank. Remember, the Jutlas, Haramis will never ever find peace. This is enshrined in the Noble Quran, chapter 7, verse 167. لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Almighty Allah will surely continuously punish them, the Jutlas, the Haramis, Hitler's children, till the day of justice. And you can see that. Now remember, the Western media, Sky News and that, are saying the foreigners are running away from Ukraine. The mercenaries are running away. They paid them millions and billions. But Zelensky, Ukraine are catching a good hiding. And that's what I told you. Your Western media is a slanted media. Yesterday I sent out an article of one of the senior journalists of the New York Times. And he said that they are intellectual prostitutes. What are they? Intellectual prostitutes. They have to carry out the story which the government tells them, which the owners of the media tell them, which their editor tells them. They don't have freedom, but we have freedom. We will tell you how it is. We will tell you Joe Biden in his nappies is getting a good thrashing from Putin. Putin is a big harami, but we like you, Putin. Why we like you? Anybody who gives America a thrashing, gives NATO a thrashing. I'm going to tell you a story of NATO just now, then you will know what haramis they are. And Europe a thrashing. So they all will be bankrupt by the time. They say that Putin and Russia are losing. I'm telling you what a big lie that is. Russia, and today they admitted, if you know the news in the world, they say none of us can take on Russia in the marine, in the submarine, and underwater warfare. They are masters in that. So Putin is giving them a thrashing on the land, on the sand, on the ocean, and everywhere. Putin says, come more, I'm waiting for you. He can't forget how the Soviet Union disintegrated. This will be the greatest achievement and legacy of Putin, to make sure the United States of America, 50 states, disintegrate and fall apart. And we will say Amin to that as well. So they're running away, the mercenaries. They say we had enough. And all this, you must remember that we are going to have a big attack on that, on Russia. All that was a waste of time. Nothing happened. Now listen to Zimbabwe. We thought that Mugabe is gone, so they will get some democracy. So this is your democracy in Zim. You understand? So the Zimbabwe president says, no one can criticize us. And if you criticize us, we will punish you. It can go to death penalty as well. And more so, they're having elections very soon and so forth. So which kind of democracy is that now? You must remember that people are beyond criticism and so forth. You can see that's a sign of weakness. You come on air, you criticize me, I got no problem. As long as you hate me and you like my program, I'm happy, very comfortable with that. You heard my Jutlas, you heard my Americans, so that is what I like. You can swear me, curse me, but you like my program, you're listening to what is the true news, not your hasbara, not your propaganda. Hasbara is the Jutlas propaganda, the haramis. Anything you do that is unnatural. When Satan, Iblis, Lucifer was kicked out and expelled from Jannah and Paradise, then he, Lucifer, Iblis, took various oaths. One oath he took, chapter 4, verse 119. وَلَآمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ Surely I will command them and they will change the creation of Allah. If you study the noble Quran, all this is mentioned in the present tense and future tense. Now you see, the girl, the lady was born Eve. He was born Steve. But now they go for transgender and now they're winning the battles. They're winning in the swimming pool. They're winning in the athletic. They're winning in the bicycle race and they're winning the Miss World pageant and whatever shaitanic pageant and beauty competition. So they're banning them in most things. In sports, they're not allowing them. No more swimming for the transgender. No more athletics for them because it's unnatural. But you allowing all this, so you are supporting them directly or tacitly. Use your brains, but brains is a scarce commodity nowadays. As Almighty Allah says, the Jutlas, the Jews, Haramis got no brains. Chapter 59, verse 14. Pakistan, 12 soldiers killed in the past 2-3 days, and now they're blaming Afghanistan. Can you believe that? So what are your army doing? So you see, when you kicked out Imran Khan, you brought Choro ki Hukumat, you brought the government of thugs and crooks and so forth. Every one of them is corrupted to the core. So now Pakistan got kept in hand, begging this country and so forth. And Afghanistan is booming. And remember, they cut a big deal with China, as I told you yesterday. And 25-year deal for their oil. They got the most lithium in the world and so many minerals and resources. So watch Afghanistan. And there were people who make a lot of stories and so forth. Almighty Allah is showing us Qudrat ka Karishma, the manifestation of His power. Parts of Europe go to Italy. It is experiencing one of the greatest heat wave in human history as far as they're concerned. Some places are already reaching 45, 47, and they're expecting it to go to 49 degrees. They're going to get roasted and toasted, these haramis. And remember that this is in many parts of Europe. And you see, in Canada, one person died also, firefighter. 90,000 square miles or square kilos of places and field and land burnt, finished. Canadian government Trudeau can do nothing about it, remember. Sudan, a sad story, that the Muslims and the non-Muslims and the Arabs and tribal warfare, and they are getting on with the rape and murder and all this because America poked its nose. Sudan and the Russians agreed on a military base. America said, how dare you? And that is what you see, the consequences of it. We must go to this story. There's two stories still have to share with you. There is an organization, you non-Muslims, listen carefully. This organization is a puppet organization of the Saudi Arabian government. It's called Rabita Alam-e-Islami, the World Muslim Congress, all puppets. Their leader, secretary, is Sheikh Al-Isa. And he's a pakka murtad, an enemy of Islam and out of the fold of Islam. Last year, Hajj 2022, he delivered the sermon there, you must remember, in Arafat. I did not even allow it to go out on our radio station, and we didn't translate it because we say he's a murtad, he's out of the fold of Islam. Chapter 31, verse 13. Chapter 31, verse 13. Inna shirka la zulmun azim. That remember people who ascribe somebody something to Almighty Allah, so they are committing the worst oppression and transgression. The shaitan harami murtad goes to India and he visits all the swami and that swami, embraces them, goes and visits the temples and all that, and he says that he's doing this for peace. Whom Allah said, they are your worst enemies. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودِ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Chapter 5, verse 82. If you're a Muslim and you reject this, you're out of the fold of Islam. Your worst enemies will be the Jutlas, the Haramis, the Jews. وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. And the idol worshippers, the Hindus. We never ever said every Hindu or every Jew, but we definitely will say majority of the Jews and majority of the Hindus, our arch enemy. Yesterday I translated the khutbah, the sermon from Makkah Day in Kelvin by Maulana Mayed, Muhammad Mayed's residence, and Sheikh Salih Humaid, wonderful khutbah, and in the ending and good sermon, he made dua, Allahumma alayka Allahumma harrir al-majr al-aqsa min al-muhtallin al-ghasibin. Ya Allah, liberate Majr al-Aqsa from those who are occupying it illegally. But he's not allowed. Courtesy of MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan. You can't take the word Yahud. You see what game they play? You mustn't upset the Jews. You mustn't upset the Mushriks. So both of them are pakka murtads, and you can quote my fatwa anywhere in the world. So thus, therefore, he don't come to South Africa. He knows what we will do with him here. We will tear them to pieces, these haramis, these traitors to Islam. You must remember that. So that is what it is all about. And you, Ummah, you must wake up. Now let me give you non-Muslims a story. NATO and all that is a big deal. The president of Sudan gave an interview, and if you want it, I'll send it to you. So he gave an interview and he said that, you know, we the Africans, African Union, we decided that six presidents must go and fly to Tripoli, there in Libya, all on African soil. And we are six presidents, and we said we can discuss this issue and matter with Muammar Gaddafi and see what we can do. NATO sent a message and said, we will not allow your plane with six presidents on African soil to land here in Libya and in Tripoli. And if you come and you don't listen, we will shoot your plane down. Who said this? NATO said this. This African soil belongs to the Africans. It don't belong to NATO, but that is the white man's hegemony. That is the white man's hegemony. They think everybody non-white is second class and third class, and they can treat them like rubbish. Therefore, President of Uganda, I salute you on this one point. You are standing resolute and firm against the LGBT. Well done to you, brother. You are better in that aspect than some Muslim countries who are real traitors and sellouts. Tomorrow, obviously, we don't have this program. Tomorrow, we have the Q&A between 2 and 4 tomorrow afternoon on Sunday. Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahab, our Honorable Ustad, his majlis will be in Masjid Umar Farooq here in Lanesia, Extension 8, around 7:30, 7:15 in the morning. Tomorrow morning, inshallah. Now, I must announce this one. This is a nice announcement. Mm-hmm. You fathers, mothers, grandparents, dadas, dadis, nanas, nanis, pay attention. Maulana Muhammad Mayed is an imam there in Kelvin. He's 29 years old. Mm. He lives with his mother. He's the oldest son. His father passed away. Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus. He's 29 years old, not married. He's looking for a wife. Good guy, inshallah. So those of you, I told him, Maulana, me, I'm going to nice for you four one time. One Hanafi, one Shafi'i, one Maliki, one Hanbali. 7 to 9, Brother Shafat Ahmad Khan. 6 to 8 tonight, inshallah, Brother Suleiman Esop. So that is our news, views, and interviews.
Somebody says, my question is, certain health department staff are not getting paid their salaries. Is South Africa bankrupt? Every department is in the doldrums. Your comment, Ustad.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nobody is bankrupt. I got one, you must remember, article late last night, the cadres. How the ANC top brass have looted this country and become millionaires and billionaires and so forth, and they still have the gall and the audacity to bring about, you must remember, an increase for the MPs in parliament. It cost South Africa billions of rands, remember, for the blue light brigade and so forth and so on. The ANC for South Africa were a disaster. What people did in 300 years, they destroyed it in 30 years and less than 30 years. That's the long and short of it. Apartheid was a crime, and ANC is triple C. C number one, crime. C number two, corruption. C number three, K, the deployment. They destroyed this country. That is the long and short of it.
Somebody wants to know, Ustad, that what are the views of Iranian people about General Soleimani, especially after his capture by the United States, Ustad?
Everyone who belongs to Iran and agrees with Khomeini is a pakka kafir. Whether he dies in South Africa or he dies wherever, in Iran or Iraq or wherever. So remember, I told you that time, that when Trump and them killed, you must remember, Soleimani, I said one shaitan killed another shaitan. So remember, I said it yesterday in my lecture, which was live on Merkaz Sahaba. Those of you who do not say the Shias are kuffar, you can be Molvi, you can be Sheikhul Islam, you can be Grand Mufti, you can be what? You're a traitor to Islam as far as Quran goes, as far as the Sunnah goes, as far as Imma Arba'a goes. Go open Surah 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 79. So Almighty Allah says, فَيَسْخَرُونَ مِنْهُمْ, those who mock and ridicule the Sahaba, the beloved students and companions of the Master alayhi salam, sakhir Allahu minhum, Allah will mock them. Do you know what happened to Khomeini when he died? Remember that his whole private and everything opened up. It was the full view of millions of people. Even at that time, Almighty Allah humiliated him. Walahum adabun alim, and for them, remember, is a painful punishment. Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hadith in Tirmidhi, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الَّذِينَ يَسُبُّونَ أَصْحَابِي, when you see those people swearing, cursing, reviling my companions, my students, فَقُولُوا رَحْمَةُ لِلْعَالَمِينَ, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is commanding us, say لَعَنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ شَرِّكُمْ, Allah's curse be upon you for the evil you have perpetrated, committed. Rawahu Tirmidhi. Imam Tirmidhi has mentioned this. So we say Khomeini, La'anatullah alay. We say Qasim Soleimani, La'anatullah alay.
Ustad, listen to this question. Somebody says, Ustad, that some learned ulama and scholars are sending their daughters alone to overseas for studying. Remember, with no mahram. So can we say that they are learned or not? Remember, they are learned, Ustad. So can we follow them because they are sending their daughters, Ustad?
Shaitan was very learned. You know how learned the shaitan was? Iblis. Iblis' name was Azazil. And the angel used to wonder and ponder upon his knowledge. They used to call him Mu'allimul Malaika, the angel's teacher, the teacher of the angels. So what happened to him? So these chaps here, I don't call them ulama. They all know my stance. I call them scholars for dollars. You must remember that if you, your example is like that one person, he asked the Molvi sahab in India, he said, Molvi, mujhe biri peeni hai jannat mein. I want to smoke cigarette there in jannat and paradise. But the Molvi was a sharpshooter, you see. He said, yes, you can go and smoke there in paradise, but first you have to go light it up in Jahannam, in the hellfire, you see. So these Molvis who suffer from a complex, that you must remember, if you want to call them, me, I don't call them. They all know it also. I call them scholars for dollars. I call them traitors to Islam. So you must remember that they suffer from a complex. So in their hearts and minds, the Quran, the Sunnah, all that is secondary, Allah forbid. West is the best and white is right and so forth. So they will send their daughters to these brothels and so forth and so on. on. So because they themselves, Allah alone knows whether they have true iman or not. So absolutely haram is like that great Maulana said that 50 years ago or more. One person came, he said, Maulvi sahab, poiri ne mokalwanu Dublin ne London, to dua karwanu Maulana sahab. So he told the Maulana, make dua, I'm sending my daughter, she must become a doctor, she must become a lawyer, and I'm sending her London, Dublin, make dua. So Maulana said, you're sending your daughter out in the rain and asking me to make dua, she must not get wet. That is the long and short of it.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. Listen to this question, Ustad. Allow me to read it. I'm sorry, Mufti AK, but I thought you were a man of justice. You know Mr. Zuma stole millions from our country, so I think you shouldn't make statements of saying that they mustn't send him to jail. You're propagating to we South Africans what he did was right. So now Zuma's daughter, Duduzele, Zuma is saying, by locking him up, he's going to cause a riot. Wake up, Mufti AK. That's my opinion. Anonymous brother, Ustad.
Your opinion is not worth the paper on which it's written. You know what happened 2 years ago in July? Don't you see what happened last week? Already 20 trucks are burnt. They're just giving you a sample and an example. Can't you use your brains? This country will go up in flames. This country will have civil war. The man, remember, has already paid for his crimes and so forth. His legacy is finished. Every media slaughtered him. He's not an ordinary citizen. He was a president of this country. And this is the ANC's personal battles. If ANC got justice, then half these ministers should be questioned and some of them should be in prison and so forth. So remember, don't come carry that story with me that we are legalizing Zuma. We are the ones who spoke about Zuma and Gupta's the most, you must remember that. So I'm telling you to save the country that you'll have to do that, and you can't make chaos and analogy and ordinary people. This guy served as a president of South Africa for 9 years, 10 years, whatever you want to count it as. So brother or sister, your opinion is not worth the paper. You got no brains, that's why you talk nonsense.
Somebody wants to know, Ustad, that why it says here, why didn't the Jews in ghettos fight when they outnumbered the Germans? Brother Shane, Ustad.
So you must remember that when Almighty Allah curses a nation, don't you know about the Jews? They are the most coward people on the earth. Quran says that. يَوَدُّ أَحَدُهُمْ لَوْ يُعَمَّرُ أَلْفَسَنَا. They have the strong and ardent desire to live for thousand years. They hate death the most. So if you're going to resist, then you will die. And rather you just sit as a coward and so forth and so. You don't see in Palestine a small boy with one stone in his hand and now he's showing his resistance. Because you murdered his father or his mother or both of them. You stole their house. You occupied their farms and garden. You stole their mosque. And then 10 of these Israeli guys come. 8 of them come. One can't come. He's so frightened of the Palestinian child. What you call such people? I call them haramis. And if you don't know what is harami, it means a bee, a big bee that is.
Ustad, one more question. I am a Hindu. Will God listen to my prayers? Will Allah listen to my prayers, Ustad?
Allah will listen to your prayers here in this world. That you say, oh Allah, give me shifa, oh cure. Oh Allah, give me barakah, blessing in my business. But remember, if you are going to continue associating with Almighty Allah, your idols and Ganeshi and all of them, then Quran Sharif states, chapter 31, verse 13, chapter 31, verse 13, my brother, refer to it, إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ, that when a person, a community, ascribes, associates somebody, something to Almighty Allah, then that is the worst, worst form of oppression and transgression. Chapter 4, verse 48, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ, verily Almighty Allah will never ever forgive the non-Muslims who are sane and mature mature and they reject the articles of faith of Islam, or they die on shirk, ascribing somebody something and associating partners, idols to Almighty Allah. So in the year after, then there is everlasting doom and gloom and hellfire. But in this world, Almighty Allah accepts it, provided that you pray directly to Almighty Allah. See, my brother, I ask you one question. I want to stimulate your mind. You got your idols. The bird comes, it urinates on it, defecates on it. Can that idol help itself? I'm asking you. So how Ganesh is going to help you? I'm asking you. So just think about the thought. Okay, we leave it there. So we left you. So anybody wants Maulana Muhammad Mayer's number, you contact me and so forth. We're not running no here marriage bureau or something. I just asked him, Maulana, who chetara? So he's telling me he's 29 years old. Father passed away, living with his mother. So those of you interested in living with your husband and mother-in-law, then you send me a message and then you make direct contact that side. Okay, the father, grandfather and so forth. Barakallahu fiqh. Next we go up to the news with Mohan Zaid Khan and then Mohan Khalid Yaqub and then Brother Shafat Ahmed Khan. Barakallahu fiqh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.